This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. Members of the U.S. Congress are examining national police reform proposals following the death of George Floyd. And local and state officials have announced more steps to change funding and authorizations for the use of force in their police departments. Wednesday, the House Judiciary Committee will hear from one of Floyd's brothers. Floyd is the African-American man whose death in police custody after an officer held his knee to his neck for almost 9 minutes sparked nationwide protests urging reforms. House Democrats have proposed a package of reforms that include bans on racial profiling and chokeholds, making it easier to sue officers in civil court, and establishing a national database tracking officer misconduct. A vote is planned for this month. Republican leaders in the Senate are beginning to work on their own package of proposals. Hong Kong police say they have arrested 53 people on the first anniversary of the city's anti-government movement. Thousands of protesters defied a police ban gathering downtown in the late afternoon. Throughout the night, police in riot gear could be seen charging at protesters and using pepper spray to disperse the crowd. Officials say those arrested have been charged with various offenses, including unlawful assembly and participating in an unauthorized assembly. With the looming national security laws imposed by China, many said they wouldn't stop the resistance but would take a more cautious approach. The new law is expected to be enacted within the next few months. On June 9th last year, some 1 million Hong Kongers staged a peaceful protest against a proposed extradition law that would allow individuals to be sent to China for trial. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is urging Pakistan to impose a new round of coronavirus lockdowns. This as the number of new COVID-19 infections there has soared over the last several days. A WHO representative recommended in a letter that officials adopt intermittent lockdowns of 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, and to double its testing capacity. The Muslim-majority nation has reported more than 113,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with well over 2,100 deaths, including a record 105 fatalities reported on Tuesday. The WHO said the number of confirmed infections have soared since several provinces began easing quarantine restrictions in early May. The U.S. State Department says it will resume operations at its consulate in the central Chinese city of Wuhan. That's where the novel coronavirus was first detected late last December. The State Department withdrew consulate staff and their families in late January after the Chinese government put the city under lockdown to curb the spread of the virus. Dr. Anthony Fauci has described COVID-19 as his worst nightmare. The New York Times reported Tuesday on Fauci's speech to biotechnology executives, saying the U.S. doctor warns that the pandemic isn't over yet. Fauci said he was surprised at how fast COVID-19 spread after emerging from China in December. Most efficiently transmitted diseases can become a pandemic between 6 months to a year, where COVID-19 took a month. Global markets are on the rise Wednesday as investors wait to hear what steps the U.S. Federal Reserve will take to ensure a post-pandemic recovery. The Dow Jones, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ are all trending upward in futures trading. Many are calling primary election day in the southeastern U.S. state of Georgia a disaster. Long lines and chaos overshadowing the handful of key races to choose general election candidates for the upcoming November election. The trouble was from a combination of a new set of computerized voting machines that either malfunctioned or failed to arrive on time at polling locations, as well as volunteers who did not know how to operate the machines. The coronavirus pandemic also contributing, with at least 1.2 million voters casting their ballots by mail instead of standing outside waiting to vote and risking infection. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.